We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts,
Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Calm down. Flag, happy holidays to you, my dear.
Happy holidays, Big Mike. You know what? This is our third Christmas that we're celebrating.
We're just knocking them down one by one, one after another. We're going to be here 30 Christmases.
I'm hoping so, Mike. I want to get old, decrepit, and shitty right here next to you.
Mission accomplished there, Ace.
Now, this week, you spoke to a filmmaker, noted filmmaker from the punk rock community, Mr. Dave Markey, Mike, and we are going to hear the fruits of your conversation.
Well, let me tell you, it's a big one, too. Yeah, he did his latest is called The Circle Jerks, My Life as a Jerk, and it, you know, follows the trajectory of the Circle Jerks story.
But he's been making punk rock independent films since the 1980s. We're going to hear about that. We're also going to hear all of our goddamn features, my Globetrotters.
For Christ's sake, we got the Globetrotter. We're going to be, the lady's got a little something, a little estrogen OD. It's going to get steady up in this bitch. We're going to do It Came from the Garage.
We're going to do all kinds of shit. But, you know, I want to talk to you this week. We put aside a little bit of time to talk about sodomy.
Oh, yeah. Every Christmas, we always fill our eggnog to the brim, sit around the Yule log, and chat a little bit about, you know, coke, sodomy, blood.
It's like a public service announcement. We want you to get out there this holiday season and spread laughter and good cheer by spreading venereal diseases and rampant drug abuse to each other and kill your kids.
Yeah, while you're at it. It's the holiday spirit. It's the holiday show. We're not doing our top 10. We're not playing a bunch of Christmas songs. In fact, we're only playing one Christmas song, the only Christmas song that matters, the only Christmas song that fits in with the theme you just outlined.
On radio.
Like you want.
This is seasonal. Get happy now.
Yeah, we're not going to be here at Christmas time. Don't despair just because it's Christmas. Children there are so gay at Christmas. All the children on the street hope they get something good to eat. But for me, it's not so great. Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas!
Our drummer broke a string. Hang on.
This is Lee Ving from Fear. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. Take, you see that round knob over there? Not the ones that go back and forth, but the ones that go around like clockwise and counterclockwise, one says volume. You take that and you turn that one up to like 10 or 11 and it goes to the Fear's.
I got a round knob for you, motherfucker.
I might have known better than to do a fucking radio interview in San Francisco.
We'll be right back.
now, America's number one vocal group.
Give me a tiki ball and airplane. Ain't got no time to take the fast train. Lonely days are cold. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend.
It's like somebody
back
raped
to
Alex
my
Jones.
Baby again.
What is going
the
on?
Only days are gone.
Only
I'm
John
going
Gentile
home.
Would
my
send
baby
me this.
Just wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter. Said she couldn't live.
Worst of Dylan is now. It's like the now Bob Dylan. You know, that people
listen, Mr. Can't you see?
I don't know. I don't know if this is gonna last. Like, I think we might have to fade this puppy out. I don't know. I think it's over.
Put some echo on this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh, in the insane meter. What the fuck was? Okay, only John Gentile would send us that, and take it seriously. Tim Armstrong doing the letter. Now, according to John, everyone's talking about this in the blogosphere.
It is dividing the punk rock community, Blag.
Oh,
make
man.
No mistake.
Something's got
some
to.
Some people think it's bad. Others think it's really bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's defending that?
Will the saga never end? Please.
And we're rancid fans here. I mean, let's go on
rabid, rancid fans.
I'm sure
let's
I'm a bigger
put that
fan
on the
of his
record
than he is of ours. But I what can I say? I mean, that is insane. It's like, and the original, Alex Chilli's got a real raspy thing. I don't know. What else do we hear during that shit?
The OCs before that, SF Legends, up and comers there, The Dream, and that's from their Carrion Crawler, The Dream record came out last year. Start things off with Fear, Fuck Christmas, the only Christmas song you're probably going to hear. Well, actually, we got one later on from another
dude,
SF.
Dude, I'm digging
artist.
The OCs. That is a good garage ass band.
No,
I still
OCs
haven't
rip.
Seen them live, and everyone says they're good. And I
you got to
go
see them live.
Check
it's
it.
An experience. That Fuck Christmas live version we played was from Oregon in '82. That's the lineup that included Flea on bass. So little trivia there for
Flea
you.
Flea in Fear. Now, was he also in the Circle Jerks? No,
he was.
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah,
he was on this. Which I didn't know until I watched that film from Dave Markey, and we'll be learning
punk
about,
rock
more about
is
that
very
later.
Incestuous, Mike, as you found out.
Let's go globetrotting.
Globetrotter. Spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Hello there, Globetrotters. This week, we're traveling to beautiful Habana, Cuba with the song Me Cago, Spanish for I Take a Shit. From the band Porno para Ricardo, a band whose singer spent 2 years in prison for his lyrics against Fidel Castro's regime.
Me cago en Dios, me cago en mi jefe, me cago en Dios, me cago en mi jefe, me cago en la luna de los niños y los peces, me cago en el diablo, en la policía y los jueces, me cago en él y me cago en las estrellas. Me cago en ti, me cago en lo que pienses. Me cago en ti, me cago en lo que pienses. Me cago en la culpa y en el día de tu muerte. Me cago en la bandera y en el chico que tú vendes.
Pero sí, me cago. Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new, mean, nasty punk rock music from Nails. Nails just re-recorded three of their classic songs for a release on a 7-inch at the end of the year. It's nasty, mean, DB, grindcore, and a little bit of death metal. This is Nails doing
Obscene Humanity.
How does he fit into this mess?
That's exactly what I want.
Want them to give in? They're not giving in, Black. No, not to anything.
Better start giving
Sin
in.
Sin 34 right there.
I spent a fortune on Rehypnol on them. They better give in, Mike.
They better give something. Give it up at least. The song's called Not from the record Do You Feel Safe 1983, and it features our guest Dave Markey on drums, no less. Before that, The Nails. Just one of three Gentile tracks this week. And he's redeeming himself there from that first one from the Tim Time Bomb, I guess he calls himself, the letter. This one's The Nails, Obscene Humanity. I guess they re-recorded some tracks from their self-titled LP, Obscene Humanity, onto a 7-inch called Obscene Humanity. So there you have it, and that's one of the tracks. For that, The Ramones, Surf and Bird from It's Alive, and our Globetrotter of the Week preceded that, Porno Para Ricardo Micago is the name of the track from Soy
I
porno.
Shit.
Soy popular.
It means I shit, for those of you who aren't bilingual.
That's right, or just plain bi. That's came to us from Gilberto Homar.
Gilberto Homar. Feliz Navidad, Gilberto.
Ah, look at you, getting all cultural and shit. Kind of a weird backstory to that band there. I have a little Pussy Riot thing going on where they're Cuban, So the singer was actually in prison for dangerousness for a while.
Dangerousness. That's a good thing to be put in prison for.
Oh, yeah.
You would have been. You would have done a life sentence, Mike.
Oh, dangerousness. Let me tell you what. So with Dave Markey, our upcoming guest. He's a filmmaker. He's got a new film out called Circle Jerks, My Life as a Jerk.
Jerk.
Take a listen to this cut from Group Sex.
Against the wall, they're up there clutching their guns, man, and it makes you feel real small. So, cut, spin, the bone, broken glass, when it ends with the handcuffs on your hand. You run around, spray paint, graffiti on everybody's wall. You think that's fiction, man? That ain't nothing at all. So you can just spin the bottle. Broken glass, what it is with the grip gets through your hair. The Dutch man makes you feel responsible. You get good, fit, go on. Broken glass when it ends with the handcuff.
All right, Radio Like You Want. That's the Circle Jerks right there. Back up against the wall from their debut, Group Sex. I'm here with Dave Markey, filmmaker. He has a new documentary coming out called Circle Jerks, My Career as a Jerk. What's so interesting about the Circle Jerks story here that the world needed to know?
They were just a great band to see. They really got me off my ass.
Would you say that they got the world up your ass?
They didn't get up there, but you know, they definitely
well, it's
got
not for lack
head,
of trying, right?
and got me out of my mom's apartment and got me doing things, such as shooting documentary films, taking pictures, starting a fanzine, playing music. I became a drummer. A lot of it had to do with this band. So for me, it was kind of a personal thing, going full circle.
So what was it about their story, though, their overall trajectory as a band that felt you compelled to make this film?
I was approached, actually, by Keith Morris. It had languished around between a couple of different filmmakers and didn't really get off the ground. And
yeah, that's interesting because the band seems to be kind of an indefinite hiatus.
Well, yes, you know, towards the end of the film, it gets pretty heavy, and right. So much of that just sort of, you know, spills out. I think Keith is pretty happy doing what he's doing. I know he's very happy doing what he's doing right now. And he also has, of course, a great reverence and respect for, you know, Circle Jerks, mm-hmm. which is a band that he will forever be associated with, and he knows it.
It's kind of in a funk. I know there's still that question out there. Do you think they'll ever play again, or is there more interest
you know,
in these guys?
Yeah. It's not beyond the realm of possibility, but it's just some deep personal things to be dealt with before the band could play.
Do you see this film, though, as maybe him asking you to do this film as part of that healing process with the other members of the band?
Maybe. Maybe he wanted to go to group therapy and come in and be the band shrink.
I say skip the therapy, just go for the sex, right? Group sex.
Swing party Friday and Saturday. Wouldn't it be nice to have a party where the couples are friendly and mellow? A low-key atmosphere where you can explore your most sensual fantasies with other aware sensitive couples? Where you can bring someone you care about without embarrassment? With privacy, good food and music, refreshments, cleanliness, and a super jacuzzi team. That's what parties at the A-Frame are all about. Call 213-659-3756. Best time to call is Friday and Saturday afternoons. See you there.
I'm Keith Morris, and I'm one of the founding members of the Circle Jerks. Our guitarist, Greg Hadson, was a member of Red Cross, and I was the lead vocalist in a band called Black Flag.
the situation with Black Flag was we had been banned from all of the clubs because the LAPD and the Hermosa Beach Police, you know, had us on their most wanted list. We were rehearsing, but not going out and playing.
Sometimes you just didn't want to practice. It was like, I want to go into Hollywood. Can you guys give me a ride into Hollywood? I want to go see this gig. That's how I kind of became friends with Keith, by him hopping in my truck and getting him to ditch Black Flag practice.
Empty frame on the wall, goddamn mouse, we see no cloth. All I do is think of her. TV screen, pictures of her. Take it away, take it away. Every night, the scene is dead. Got a drink to forget. I cannot incur this debt. Where's the gun?
Shut from the right. Oh, Vandell, we'll do it tonight. First the president did his wife.
We're back here on Radio Like You Want. That was the Circle Jerks, I Just Want Some Skank, and Coup d'Etat, live from Fender's Ballroom back in 1986. I'm here with Dave Markey, and we're talking about his new film, Circle Jerks, My Life is a Jerk. Dave, what first put the Circle Jerks on radar for you?
The thing that really brought me to them was, you know, their first album, Group mm-hmm. Sex. I think that record will and has stood the test of time.
Do you think any of their other records will do that?
For me, it's really that record. And I think the band sort of copped to that. You know, everything was measured against that.
You know, I think that really comes through in the film. You do kind of step through each one of their records, and the band seemed to really be in love with that first one and somewhat critical of each subsequent release.
Yeah, and it's just so short. The whole thing is over in what, under 15 minutes, right?
It's something like that. There was an interesting part in the film when you had Greg was talking about how they actually fibbed the numbers on the record a little bit, the time lengths, just so people would buy it.
Right.
Well, 57 seconds, let's just call that a minute 10, you know. I mean, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Bump the whole thing up. Another thing that was really highlighted in the film, the rhythm section players that kind of came and went, but they had some really strong rhythm sections at times. Of course, the with Lucky Lehrer,
sure,
the drummer, and then later on with Chuck Biscuits.
It was great that Lucky Lehrer spoke to me, and I thought he gave a really great interview, and I really kept him throughout the film,
mm-hmm.
Just because I thought his insights were pretty priceless. And also, just being a fan, you know, he's one of the great drummers from the LA scene at the time, along with, you know, Spitsticks of Fear and Robo Black Flag.
Would you throw creatively. Biscuits in there as well? Seems like the Circle Jerks had two very talented drummers.
Yeah. Chuck Biscuits, I mean, I saw him, he was 14 years old, first time I saw him play drums with DOA.
Tell me what's your problem. What are you gonna do?
What is your problem, Mike? I've been meaning to ask you that.
Do I even have a
the
problem?
Circle
You're
jerks.
The one with the problem.
Michael, you have been talking to our man, Dave Markey, about his new film. You're playing some classic Circle Jerks tracks. I got to say, with the Jerks, I always come back to Group Sex. I don't really care about anything else they did. Am I crazy there?
That was kind of a major point of the interview and the movie.
Yeah, and when I watched the movie, it just solidified that. I mean, it feels like there was a brief moment here where these California dudes came together and had this one magical, great little record. And that's it. I can't really extrapolate it into, like, best punk band ever or anything.
Well,
it's just not
I mean,
happening.
You know, I saw them a lot growing up, one of the first bands I ever saw. And it's really about the live experience, I think. And that's really what comes through in the film. There's a lot of really cool live footage. They had so many good players come in and out of the band.
It's true. Game recognized game, right? They brought in guys that were in
Chuck
Minor
Biscuits,
Threat. They brought in guys from
Flea.
DOA. Yeah. They obviously knew what was good, and they were right in the epicenter of it. And there's a great energy, but I'm almost feeling more of it from their audience than from them. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like the punk audience of back then wanted them to be great so much that they became great, you know, but it doesn't really hold up on the record.
And you had to go see the shows.
It's like Social D. I just can't care about it. It's like when you listen to the record.
Yeah, but they morphed into something totally different.
You had to be there and be their buddy. Well, I wasn't there and I wasn't their buddy. I don't know, you know.
Well, it can get you interested in it. I would highly recommend it. Circle Jerks, My Life as a Jerk. A lot of good stuff in there. In fact, I got this whole theory about how they changed. Oh. What the?
But you got to put them theories on hold.
Good Lord,
Mike, because
Black, it's getting
the wolves
scary
are at the door. It came from the garage. And this
what
week,
do we got?
It's a classic by The Shag. The Dwarves covered this on our very first record. Stop and listen.
And told them there's a bloke staying in my hotel who's planning to shoot somebody.
You wouldn't do that.
Well, how do you know I wouldn't?
Because I know you wear purple underwear.
Every morning we're now we kill. Through my fingers on the coffee pot. Choices my blood and freedom. believe in the same things as you.
No, you don't. You accept inequality. You defend the privilege. Property is what you believe in. Your moral order is exploitation of a majority by a minority.
Exploitation, the catchword. But why? What do I gain from it personally?
The illusion that you're a boss too, not what you really are, a flunky.
Harvest, favorite time of the year. Got past November, now we're in the clear. For the next 8 nights, the festive lights will bring some Hanukkah cheer. It's harvest, favorite time of the year.
I'm a lawyer. I'm frying latkes. I'm making a mess with some Jewish girls. Pinching tuckers. Time to dust off my dreidel. Make some gelt. I ate mom's brisket, need to loosen my belt. Matzo ball soup with plenty of chicken. All this smalts makes my blood thicken. I got 8 gifts coming, one for each night. It's my favorite holiday, you better treat a player right. This ain't Rosh Hashanah, this ain't Passover. It's Hanukkah, baby, now move that ass over. It's even better than Yom Kippur. I got 7 gifts, and I want one more. You love Christmas, but it's only one night. Some people say it's 12, but it's only one night. You need to light that manure. We do it like this. Me, KB, Harvey, and Judah Maccabees.
Harvest, favorite time of the year. Got past November, now we're in the clear. For the next 8 nights, the festive lights will bring some Hanukkah cheer. It's harvest, favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah, too short right there. Hanukkah, favorite time of day.
Michael, yep. You're celebrating my holiday now.
Crusty curmudgeon. What the hell? Trying to
it's
do a
so
goddamn
beautiful,
show over here.
But to hear this too short fellow, let me introduce you to something a little softer, okay. Kinder, and more wonderful for the Hanukkah season. This is the Mills Brothers and Louis Armstrong, Michael. I
Crusty. Oh, this better be good.
Without my walking stick, I'd go insane. Can't look my best, I'd feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, 'cause it may rain. And when it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain. The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane would go for naught if I were caught without my cane. Left my house without my walking stick. It would just be something I could never explain.
The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane.
Lane
would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
Oh, baby,
Krusty Curmudgeon comes through again.
Knows how to pick him. I'll give him that. That Krusty, he's got a collection. Louis Armstrong featuring the Mills Brothers, My Walking Stick.
Written by the late, great Irving Berlin, who wrote every song ever.
1892, he wrote that
1892.
One. That recording comes to us, though, from 1938.
You see what I'm saying? It was already an oldie, a goodie.
Talk
Louis
about
Armstrong.
An oldie before that. Too Short. Hanukkah, favorite time of year. All right, now this is the weirdest.
Hanukkah is big in Oakland, Mike. This is what you got. They tried to get Kwanzaa. It didn't fly. Hanukkah.
Too Short just sees a market here. He's like, I'm going for the Hanukkah market.
You got to love Too Short.
That's brand new from him. Digital download from him. Ty Siegel band before that. The Bag I'm In from his brand new Slaughterhouse, the double 10-inch EP.
The originals by the Fabs.
That's right. We got
in
a whole sort of garage thing going on here. Before that, the Shag, or the Shags, as they're sometimes known. Stop and Listen, Melissa 7-inch from 1976. Started in Wisconsin and, just like you, moved to San Francisco.
That is a wacky-ass song, man. It's got to be about LSD, and it was supposed to be an anti-drug
song. Actually, it's an anti-drug song, right?
A total pro-drug song.
Are you sure?
That's what I love about it. That's what I love about this shit.
King Tuff coming up next, The Stranger. I kind of like his new record. It's a little minor sophomore slump, I guess, half and half, but I'm digging this track, The Stranger.
You think you can fuck with something like this?
Yo, what you mean, something like this?
Yeah, that's Buff. Jelani, do that thing. Les gros mecs vivent like a smack in the face. Rappers are fucking boarding in Japan and the planes. What happened to all the cool rappers from back in the day? Nowadays all these rappers sound exactly the same. It's like one big inbred fuck fest. Now I do not wanna stop, collaborate or listen.
Jimmy, 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 hold on to your chin. I'm taking over America, blowing up everything. Physically fit the ninja, very energetic. If you haven't got a bottle,
yeah, you're never gonna get it.
I whip my dick out and piss on all this horrible fucker rap. Brought it offshore account. I'm sorry, my China, we not related. I come there fast, like the first time I ejaculated. Suddenly you interested cause we're blowing up overseas.
Much money, money, money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, all they proceed.
You're fucking with the best.
I'm a upper.
When geese get popped like a sucker.
Baka, baka. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, I'm a big deal. You're crazy, my nigga, frowning me. Now I'm having so much fun that I can't even go to sleep.
Yo, Randy.
What?
Where you at?
Here I am, spitting vocalytics like bam, bam, bam.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back.
Oh yeah, time once again for the softer, caring, touching, fatty, or boom boom side, whatever you like you want.
Like that one. All right, this week is Peach Kelly Pop. I don't know anything about this, I stole it from John Gentile, so John. Fill us in. What's this all about?
Peach Kelly Pop got a brand new single out. It's pretty cool. It's sugar sweet. It's called Panchito Blues 2.
Having the weirdest fucking day. First I get hijacked, and now there's something really funny going on down there. I think I might pick something up.
Bring the beat back, hot dick! Air party boom boom, hit me with the ching ching. My pocket ding ding, dollar high twinkling. Just a pizza chunky, let's suck it to funky.
Would you let the bitchy fucking, hey?
Whatever, man.
We got a brand new album coming out about a couple of days. It's already out. It's called Rocket to Russia. And here are a couple of cuts.
And Dana shoot that over again, that makes me wanna drool. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Hey! Oh. Gary's got malaria and Gary's dirty too. And if you get a number, baby, Bunny, how for you? But Bunny is a dummy, so she can't go back to school. And call us a retarder, so he thinks it's pretty cool. Oh no, oh no.
Bunny is a dummy. That's the Maroons. Now, apparently, Mike, this band was from Staten Island in the 1970s, and they...
Is that right?
You know, apparently, the Ramones bit a lot of this band's style, so who can say? I don't know. I haven't heard a lot about them. I haven't written, but I'm going to look into this. The Maroons. Staten Island.
When's that album coming out?
Let's hope that somebody reissues this classic stuff. Of course, we heard King Tough, the Stranger, up in there, Mike.
Yeah, that kicked off the set, but there was a few other things wedged in there as well. Peach Kelly Pop, our Estrogen OD this week. Again, that's the third time John Gentile has defiled this show.
He is the man. It's a John Gentile holiday.
Yeah, well, we're getting lazy at the end of the year. We're faxing it in. Gentile, take over for
Punknews.org. Now that there are big corporate underwriters, Mike, I'm just sitting around smoking big cigars. And
sucking
and
the big teeth.
That's right.
Hanging back. You know how we do. Yeah, and then we heard the ant word in there. Fatty, fatty, boom, boom from Tension.
South Africa's finest. Anybody attacking Lady Gaga is fine by
the
me.
The video
She's
is fine.
So
you got to go
boring.
Online and check out the
yeah.
video.
I suggest to anybody check out the ant word. This is a great group. Before that, King Tup, Stranger. I don't know. Sophomore Slump. It sounds like the first record. It's good. What are you slumping the
I think it's
for?
Got a lot of filler in it. I think I don't, you know.
I didn't
not
hear the whole record. I only heard that.
But, you know, he's still trying on. I gave him the proper
King Tup, where it's at on radio.
Like you want. All right, Blag, now it's time to get a little serious.
We're going
to
get serious?
Time for our death
okay.
dedication.
Do a little death dedication, you know, sometimes.
Let's Spike Hanlon from here on. What do you say?
Back Spice on. Awesome.
We got two deaths this week, actually. Two. Spike.
You know, it's impossible to make these goddamn transitions, man. You know what I mean? These fucking transitions. You try to come out of these up-tempo numbers, and then you got to go into a fucking death dedication. I mean, I don't know who thought. I want somebody to use his fucking brain not to come out of a number that is up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
All right, thanks, Spike. I'll take it from here. Got two death dedications this week. The first one is Bay Area Sarah Kirch, formerly known as Mike Kirch. Nothing on Laura James Grace there. In just a gazillion bands, this one's called Batter Brain.
Now
One with Paul Desmond on sax. Brubeck passed away this last week, but he will never be forgotten.
December the 5th, the same date as Sarah Kirch, our other death dedication this week. Yeah, you know, this track, Take 5 here, is actually written by Paul Desmond in the band.
Plenty of death to go around, Mike. But
it
how many
true.
Songs in 5/4 time have you ever heard? This is the only one I know, and everybody loves it, so fuck it.
So fuck it, there it goes. And fuck this show, because we're done. We're
Dave
out of here.
Markey, we got to say thank you for coming in. Circle Jerks movie. Brand
Circle
new.
Jerks, My
out.
Life is a Jerk. Check out the flick. Dave Markey's got it going on.
John Gentile threw a few in this week. Gilberto Humar.
Big thanks to him. Big thanks to punknews.org for hyping us. Big thanks to punkradiocast.com for streaming us every Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Flag, where do we find the info at?
RadioLikeYouWant.com has all your downloads and your set list, so you can check out each and every performance. Mike, how can these motherfuckers get hold of us?
Interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is where you send the tunes you want played on this show. Send us an intro. Send us something for our features.
Talk
you know
shit.
What to do. Talk shit. Send us dirty stories. Tell us why you hate us. Tell us why you love us.
Email your mammy's panties up in here. Dave Brubeck.
Let's step on out of here, man.
Happy holidays, Michael.
Happy Hanukkah to you, Blag.
Worldwide.